Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hey, everyone. On today's episode, we have quite the powerhouse of a woman. Her name is Whitney Marie, aka the Water Queen.
This episode is not only inspiring, enlightening, but it's so energetic. So buckle up because you're going to be in for a ride.
Yeah, Whitney is someone who loves to collaborate with beauty bosses, baddies, health nuts, and ambitious humans to help them scale globally with water.
In this episode, she specifically dives into her entrepreneurial journey, what it has been like to run her life as a high achiever and really build her earlier businesses in overdrive, and what she had to go through in order to shift into being more of a relaxed and wealthy queen.
She was so fun to talk to because she just has the most epic energy. And after you listen, you're going to feel inspired, energized, and ready to go.
We'll let you go. Enjoy. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Yes.
We are so stoked that you're here.
I am so glad to be here with you ladies. I see you guys moving and shaking. And you guys, we aligned at Powerhouse last year. And it's just so crazy to see the community and to see our growth. And I'm just so grateful to be on this podcast with you ladies. You guys are powerhouses.
I remember specifically too, like being at that event when I think you had already met her and done the sound bath maybe. I can't remember, but I just remember her turning to me and being like, she has to come on our podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
I love it. Yes. And I just love going deep fast. So I'm excited to do that. No surface level ish going on here. And I just loving, yeah, I love to have these very, intimate and deep conversations because I really can't do the small talk anymore. And I know you relate to that.
Yes, we love all the deepest. This is the gift of podcasting.
Yeah.
And if people are gonna willing to go there, you know, so I know you're going to go there.
I'm diving deep into the ocean. Let's go, baby.
Where I would love to start is just to give the paint the picture a little bit for the audience that's listening about your entrepreneurial journey. And, you know, you've had, let's just say, many lives in entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to kind of let's start where you started and give us a little bit of insight into like the transitions.
Yeah. You know, I've always been a go-getter. I always want to do well at everything that I do. So I did the structural, societal, go to school, go to college, you know, find out what you want to do, fell into retail. And then I was in retail for almost 10 years with Nordstrom. And I thought that was going to be my end all be all. Like I was like the corporate girly, like giving my best. But you know, the more years that you're in that, you realize like, wow, can I really do this forever? And I started to plan my exit of corporate America when I was 25 years old. It took me 2 years of planning and saving and really vision casting, but like that didn't stop me. I was like, okay, one foot in front of the other, right? So I started an Etsy store, actually, and I would thrift vintage. So I was selling vintage on Etsy, and I was selling vintage in the back stock room, and I was selling vintage at flea markets. So I had a passion for fashion, and that's where I got my start in my entrepreneurial career. And then I took the leap of faith of jumping off the cliff and having a brick-and-mortar business that I opened in Huntington Beach. So I didn't really have any mentors. I had a business partner at the time, and we just both had a vision of what we wanted to create. But really, no mentorship. I'm not doing podcasts. I'm not doing YouTube. I was just like, I know that I can't be in this corporate environment forever because I can't kiss ass. Like I am not the one to like do the whole politics, I guess you could say. And I was always a rebel and I just was like, okay, I'll trade my 9-to-5 for a 24/7, 365. So business partner quit like 2.5 years in. That was a huge like, wow, like what, you're quitting? And so I had to pivot. And I still had overhead. I still had debt. I still had lease. And I changed my business model and I started to do pop-up shops. I started to do B2B going to hair salons and having home parties or private parties within my physical location. And that wore on me. It wore on me physically. It wore on me mentally. It wore on me financially, because I think when you start your entrepreneurial journey, you're like, I can do it all. Like, I'm going to, like, nonstop 7 days a week, blah, 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 blah. And I was younger, but you can only run at that pace for so long. So I was searching for, I just knew deep down that I was meant to do something big. I didn't know what that was. And I knew that it wasn't going to be in fashion. Like, I loved making women feel beautiful. My clients loved me. You know, I had that brick and mortar business for 6 years. It's a long time. To really be doing that, you know, most of the time by myself. And I was booked and busy, and I was wearing that busyness as a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. And maybe looking like external success, but I just knew that there was more, and I didn't know what it was. And that's when I was introduced to the water through my best friend, Vanessa. She was also a booked and busy med spa owner in the beauty business. So it was fashion and beauty. And I was like, I love that, you know, I still love it. And she was telling me about this water, this Kangen water, this hydrogen water. And I was like, what are you talking about, water? Like, water, like, you know, side-eyed. I was like, I don't know anything about this, but I bought it for my health. And then it could put me on a new path of like expanding my mind and my capability and looking at business in a completely different way, where you could actually build leverage and passive income and work smarter, not harder, and work in teams of people, which I really love. Like, I worked in corporate and I did team. I worked in teams. I hired people. I developed people, people that were much younger than me and people that were much older than me. So it was like very early on, I guess, in my journey, my path to entrepreneurship, where I was like, I truly love working with people. So, you know, being able to help people with their health and then in turn be on a health journey of myself, because I never took care of myself as an entrepreneur. I'm like, Red Bull, banana, Diet Coke, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And here I am, the water queen. Ended up selling my clothing boutique a month before COVID, which was crazy.
Wow.
It was a year of me kind of like knowing that like I needed to get off and pivot, but I didn't really know like how, and I didn't really know what.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, got mentors that were like, hey, this is digital marketing. This is branding. This is, you know, really helping people with a health and being able to stand behind a mission that also gives you commission. You know, and I was seeing people's lives being changed. My life was changing, and I was like stepped into this role of coaching and mentorship and speaking. I never spoke in front of people ever before 2020. And so I had all these gifts that were waiting to be unearthed. But I was over here on Entrepreneur Island for so many years. And I like to say every redirection is a blessing and a stepping stone to get you to where you're truly meant to be. And you don't have to know it all the time. I had no idea. If you ever told me I would be here selling Japanese medical water technology and like building a global team of agents, I would be like, you're high. That's for somebody else. That's not for me. These limiting beliefs that come into your mind of like, who am I? My identity. I'm like, oh, that's always for somebody else. And I have a real business. I have a real brick and mortar. I'm not doing that digital direct sales marketing. And lo and behold, it was actually the vehicle that put me in my purpose. But we're talking 2012, you know, it's 2025. So it hasn't been an overnight success. It may appear that on the outside, but this has been well over a decade of non-linear growth. Lots of ups and downs and twists and turns that got me here today on this mission to really collaborate and co-create wealth through health.
There's so many things. One thing I like about this model that you stepped into that I think a lot of entrepreneurs are craving, but they don't realize that they're craving, is the team aspect that you guys have. Like, mm-hmm. I think you know, being someone that, I mean, I haven't really experienced team and entrepreneurship until Samantha, but
yes,
in corporate, you do get that a lot.
You do.
My marketing team, they're going to help me with the marketing. Then I have the sales team.
Yes.
I have the operations team.
Yes.
There's this like collaboration of everyone working towards one mission.
Yes.
And for some people, I will say too, like some entrepreneurs, do solo entrepreneurship and it works great.
Yes.
For you. But it sounds like for you, you didn't realize how much you really needed to be around other people and building people's teams and building people up. And these gifts have started to like slowly come through.
I love leading people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love leading people and I love opening people up and showing them what they're capable of, because that's what Vanessa did to me. You know, like she poured belief into me, and I always have this image of champagne towers of we get to endlessly like pour into each other. But, you know, it's very hard to see yourself on the outside. And when you're doing the solo entrepreneur thing, you can oftentimes be isolated on Entrepreneur Island and feeling so lonely. And that's how I felt for so long.
Yeah.
And so it was really the culture of chosen family and aligned relationships with your product, service offering, and also like your business. Because I'm not here shoving the water down people's throat that don't want the water, right? We all need a vehicle. Everybody has a vehicle in life. The vehicle, your body, that we need to take care of, and it runs on water. And then also our financial vehicle. Mm-hmm. Money isn't everything, but it ranks up there with air. You need it to breathe. You know, and if you want to go save the kids in Africa and the jungles, like you need money to be able to move and to make things happen. And money in good people's hands can do really amazing things, and it's options. And so that's what I love to empower people, because going from the corporate environment to like, you know, I'm a sole proprietor to an LLC to an S corp, and like learning the financial literacy that we don't get taught, that I've learned through business.
Yeah.
And then I get to go and drip that down to other people and empower them with their choices. We all have choices, and every yes or no, it's putting you on a redirection, you know? Yeah. So that for me was like, I loved the co-creation. I loved pouring the belief of like, wow, like I had all these stories in my head of what I couldn't be when I was starting my entrepreneurial journey. And now I'm like totally lit up with collaborating with women who are still in the brick and mortar or the working owner role of, you know, hey, you can be a hairstylist and you make a lot of money, but like you're capped because you can't duplicate yourself. Mm-hmm. And that was me. I was like, I can work hard and I can make money, but like I'm killing myself and I can't duplicate myself. If I could duplicate 20 Whitneys, like we would take over the whole fucking world, you know?
Yeah.
So, but for me, I'm like, okay, but how can I teach people the skills that would create leverage in my life so I can have a business that continues to move even if I'm
not there,
laissez-faire, you know, and I'm somewhere else. And that was a big aha moment for me when I had my clothing boutique and I had my best girl. I recruited her from Nordstrom's. All my clients and customers loved her. And I went away to Italy for 2 weeks and none of my customers came to shop because it wasn't me styling them. That was an aha moment for me. And again, I didn't know the path or like the direction, but I just had this knowing of like, there has to be a different way.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. Like, because we think about this now and like how we're setting up our business, like how can we get it to run when Sam and I are not putting inputs in?
Right.
And we don't have the same business model of King and the business, but like the systems.
The systems.
Which is what I want to bring up a little bit, because I know you talk
about
systems a lot.
Yeah.
Are so important to set up. Like, and I had this epiphany too in coaching where I was like, well, the only way I'm going to coach clients is if I'm the one holding the space,
you know?
In a lot of ways, the way that you're making money is through doing the commissions,
like delivering the product. Making a piece of jewelry. Yeah.
Right.
A piece of
jewelry. And so like now in our business now, we're like, how do we set this up in a way like things are happening? Like we still get to express ourselves through our business and lean into our gifts.
Yes.
But if I have a sick day, like I could take a sick day and not worry if I'm getting paid or not. You know?
Yes.
Or I'm going to be getting married in May and I want to be able to take a month off. Like how do I keep things running without me being the only thing that's inputting? And so what is your opinion on systems?
Systems are everything. Mm-hmm. Everything.
And what does systems mean? People talk about systems. What does that mean?
It's a system for like if I have a selling system of I don't – and listen, I am like – they say telling is selling. I don't want to tell you. I want you to have enough, like you want to learn, right? So I'm going to direct you to the system where you can learn and where you can opt in and where you can get the information. And when you're ready, you can book a call with me. Mm-hmm. So it's not this like, yes, I'm still getting to know people and find out like how I can service them. And that's what I was doing in the beginning a lot. And it's still a lot of time because you're in the DMs, you're talking to people. It's still a lot of energy exchange. And that was also another reason why I was like, I don't want to do one-on-one coaching. I'm not a single transactional coach. Because I don't want to like charge one fee and then only have, them for in my container for three, you know, six or whatever that month looks like, whatever that container looks like. And then I never see you again. Bye. No, I'm invested in legacy forever. So now, like with the systems that I have systems for selling. I have systems for onboarding. I have systems for just anything that I need. Somebody orders a machine, like there's a system prompt right away. But I didn't learn all of this. Like I didn't following up system, reminder system, customer service system. So really what those systems mean is it's coming down to a customer relations manager. And if you don't track your results, like you'll never know and you'll never have a barometer as to how you're growing and how you're getting better. So it's so much better to, you know, I've collected about, you know, thousands of people's information and now I can market to them via email or text through my system. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be in a way that I'm selling. It's in a way that I'm connecting and I'm serving, right? And then, you know, and then in there, there's some information like about the product and where circle them back to like, hey, how can, you know, here's how to book a call with Whitney and to move forward. Those types of systems have allowed me to go from booked and busy to more rested and invested. And like, that's what I'm all about is being rested and invested because I feel like so many women wear booked and busy as a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. And we want to flow in our feminine essence. Come on. Like, we want these passion projects and we want to be able to live in our genius. And the only way that you do that is if you have systems and even systems in your home, systems for meal prepping, systems for taking care of the house. Like, everything will come down to that. Systems for working out, accountability with that. So I've taken what I've learned as far as like the systems in business so that things can automate and you can go and be your amazing self on social media and point to where people can go. Mm. You know, and I'm creating, and this is what's so cool about the digital Wild Wild West is we can monetize our genius. It doesn't have to just be about the water. The water is a facet of my identity, but there are so many different beautiful facets of this diamond identity that I get to show. Mm-hmm. So one of my mentors, she's like, your wedding, you make that a wedding SOP, girl. You plan your wedding, make it a wedding SOP. The retreat I hosted, make it an SOP because people are going to want to learn about that, right? So, and being able to direct people to where they can get more of you, like a free community where they can connect with you, they can feel you, and then they're in your container, right? And they're going to go around and dig and find, but also make connections with like-minded people, which completely changed the game of entrepreneurship for me. And I've only been like honing in on that like the last year and a half, 2 years.
What does that mean? So why like my being around like-minded people has like sparked this for you?
Because you could do business in a way where you're like your business can exhaust you. Where you could be getting the results. I remember you shared about like, you're like, yes, like I was getting people that are you doing the coaching and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, fuck, is this what I signed up for? Is this like really what I want? Like, you know, and I was doing business in the very, very masculine way of, I call it like the bro sales, you know, like forcing or manipulative sales or, you know, just like you got to be in the DM for thousands of hours. And don't get me wrong. Like there's a time where you'll be 10 toes down, like in your business to get things up. But like, that's not a place I want to live forever because I see women out here that do have the systems that are living their dream life, having the open spaciousness, being able to be creative and still serve because you have a process in place to automate. And it's not complete automation of like, we're just going to use our auto response and this and that. They're tools. You still want to connect with your people, but we're living in such a fast pace. It's like you kind of, you have to have those in place and implemented to capture people's attention and, you know, get them into your container or collect their information somehow and exchange a dialogue. Because I had done, you know, and was getting the results of the bro sales because I've learned from a lot of men and, you know, in just our patriarchal society. And then I started to really like tap into like divine feminine. And I'm like, this just feels better. Mm. Like it just feels more fun and it feels more aligned. And when I was doing getting the results and being really like forward in my sales process, they weren't aligned. So it felt like putting sand in a basket. Like, I was like, okay, like, they're coming, but they're not.
But there's a hole in the wall.
There's a hole!
Yeah, there's a hole in the basket.
There's a hole in the basket.
There's a hole in the basket. And, like, it was, like, cyclical. And I was like, okay, like, something has to shift here because, like, I started to see the patterns of, like, corporate America, brick and mortar clothing boutique. Now I'm in, like, online direct sales. And so I started to really zoom out and be like, okay, where can I go deeper here and kind of like make just some minor adjustments so that I can align with the soul tribe and it's going to be more flow. Like you're not going to have to be doing a million types of follow-ups because those people are following up with you because they want it that bad.
What does that look like? Like how did you figure that out or how did you figure out the automation that was right for your business?
Well, I never like tracked anything like at all ever. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have CRM in my clothing boutique. I wasn't turned on to this world, mm-hmm. right? And I remember when I started to make six figures in the online space and direct selling that they were like, oh, like you need to like collect data. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. So you go through like all these different, you know, modalities of like Typeform is a very simple entry one, right? There was another CRM platform that I was using. And then I finally found Go High Level, and Go High Level really like changed everything for me. So like, yeah, Go High Level, all entrepreneurs need Go High Level. Doesn't matter what you're in, like you need Go High Level. I even use Go High Level to plan my wedding.
That's awesome.
I'm like,
did you really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I need to put that out there. Who knows how to use that?
Like, I want to do that.
She's getting married.
I'll show you my landing page, which mm-hmm. was so amazing. But like, I was like, okay, so I need these systems so that I can market to people and I'm not continually manually following up. So it's going from like the manual to the digitized to finding the right mm-hmm. platform and then creating out like workflows from that, whether mm-hmm. it's text, email, and different, you know, maybe it's a free ebook, maybe you're planning your wedding, you know, like maybe they want to learn more about the water, maybe they want to learn more about the business and how to work with me and as a silent partnership or strategic collaboration. But it all started to come to a line because I was just burnt out. You know, like I'm over 10 years into my entrepreneurial journey and I still felt like it hadn't clicked. And I'm just like, oh, it's always like around the corner. It's like always right there. And it wasn't until I started to implement the healing into my journey. Mm-hmm. And I did a mastermind. And it was a $25,000 mastermind for a year. So it really put me into a space of the eagles in my profession. And it was great. But it was from like an OG, you know, nothing wrong with it, but he's just like an OG white dude. And I'm just like, remember being in this space. And my girl, Jilly, she's one of my seven-figure mentors. I was like, okay, this is great. I'm grateful for the experience. I don't regret doing this. But also, like, these are not my people. And like, I have to be around women and I need a different type of energy and a different type of vibe because I bring like the culture and the sauce, right? Like I am not vanilla. Okay. Yeah. So like, I'm like rainbow sherbet, rocky road. I need the flavor and the vibe, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
So like I started to seek out women that were like my energy and my vibe. And that was so huge for me because it felt like home.
What part wasn't clicking for you? What do you mean when you say like it did something wasn't hitting or it wasn't clicking like in that 10 year, that decade long journey?
I just felt I was always struggling and always keeping my head above water and always working so hard and like fight or flight, right?
It's like it just felt like, hard. It just felt like
it felt pushing. Hard. And it, my whole entrepreneurial journey started hard. Like my dad died. I left my corporate job. My dad was dying. I was in charge of that. It put a month, like the month my dad was passing away and I was in charge of everything was also the same month that I was signing the lease, filling the store, leaving my corporate job and like going on that trajectory. So energetically, I feel like it put me on that trajectory. And then you're on the cyclical cycle and like you're not really like aware of it because you're not doing the healing. So, and like, I'm not even aware. And I'm just like, I just, the more that I do, I just got to like do more. And it wasn't about doing more. It was about like the recalibration and like the alignment.
Speak to that.
Yeah. I think to like break down what you're saying, like when you're in this cycle of like, okay, I got to keep going. I got to keep surviving. The only way to continue to call in sales is in this one way.
Yes.
And what it looks like, you realize that there was another way. There was another way to do this in a way that did not feel exhausted, that does not feel like it was so hard pushing or that I'm just surviving or I'm just holding it together. Like overall, it ended up feeling like, no, like this is a new way of doing things. And so when you talk about like healing a little bit, like peel that back, like what specifically did you have to shift within yourself in order to be open to the more feminine flow or the more softness, not really leaning in your masculine?
Yeah, I've definitely leaned on my masculine my whole life. I've never had good male people in my life. You know, I love my dad, but and I forgive and I'm so grateful that he was my dad. I learned so much with him as my father, but like there was never anybody in my life that stood up and I became that masculine. I became the man that I always dreamed of. You know what I'm saying?
You became the father to yourself.
I became the father to myself and like the protector to myself and like the chip on my shoulder and like you know, like I had something to prove. Like, and I wanted to, you know, and then I found Ryan and he's also, you know, very, he's a very strong, like, he's like the only man that can make me be like, I love that. I'm like, okay. But you know, even both of us together, we're both type A, we both have businesses, we're both like driving, right? But like, that's why I would like yearned for that femininity. I yearned for it. And I had that soul tribe with Vanessa, my best friend, and she passed away 3 years ago. And it put me on that cyclical cycle again of I noticed every time death and trauma would happen, I would just work. I would just like
grind
and steamroll and be like, this is the way to get through it. And that's how I was dealing with the trauma. And so I had all this like unresolved trauma inside of me and I was just so burnt out that I just like put my hands up and surrendered. And that's when I saw like Powerhouse Women and I saw the vibe and the energy. I was like, I feel like I gotta be there. So I started to like put myself into places and like find mentors that were my energy and my vibe, because like your vibe attracts your tribe. I want to be around that. Yeah. I don't want to be around like the square old school like training of network marketing and direct sales. I was like, boring. It was great. I learned so much, but I was like, I feel like there's more and I feel like there's new leadership that's coming in. And so putting myself into the space, finding mentors that were my energy and my vibe and my frequency, where I just like felt more joyful and more happy. And then I was able to make better connections because I'm in an atmosphere that's going to bring out the best in me. And it's like attracts like, right?
Yeah. And I also want to kind of pull back. Maybe I want to just like reflect, like maybe you're also attracted to like the spaces of women because we have this like higher look at like something's not working here, you know?
Yeah.
And it looks like at that season of life, like specifically because you saw that a lot of your trauma was running the show.
Yes.
You're like, wait, I'm craving to do things differently. And like, maybe that room over there has answers that I don't have. And you're like, oh, well, maybe they see something that I don't see. And for men a lot, like I don't necessarily think that they're always just working hard or they're vanilla or structured. I just think that they have energy and they show up a differently. And
yes.
So it's so easy when you are running in your trauma to be like, well, the men room kind of feels nice and safe because
I mean, they execute.
They execute.
Yes.
They grind. They do well. And it sounds like, bringing it back, like the rooms, like Powerhouse Women that we're going to be going to tomorrow, was like, huh, looks like they're doing something a little bit different. I'm ready to shift internally. So I think yes. your inner self was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do things differently.
I'm so ready. I saw one of my seven-figure mentors in like, and she's in the same business. And I'm like, you look like you lay in the sun, roll around in the dirt, and make seven figures. Like, I want that.
Yeah.
Like, how are you doing it? Because I only know it through grind. Mm-hmm. Right? And like, and again, like that got me, it got me very far. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't going to take me to that next level. Yeah. Like, that next level was going to be aligned relationships, nervous system work to even hold that capacity. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was running on a fried nervous system. And what I identified, and don't get me wrong, I love the men, they're so great and all this. It was just like the teachings that I was getting, I was like, okay, I'm ready for that next level. And it doesn't look like the original way that like I was taught. It looks different. And for some people, this difference is like, you can't get success that way. Mm-hmm. And like you, and factoring in rest. Wait, what do you mean? We need a rest, right?
So what does it look like now for you? Like your day to day?
So my day to day, because I've been through this whole body transformation of just taking care of myself and my vehicle. I mean, like I'm in health and wellness. Like I am going to be a walking billboard to my product. And I love all things wellness. Like I will spend extravagantly on health, gym, sauna, mat, red light, water, all the things, right? Like if it's on the cutting edge, like I want sign that shit. Yeah, sign me up. And so for me, it was like taking care of me. Hmm. And I used to wake up and have this frenetic energy of like, you wake up and you're like, okay, like I have this to-do list and I have to go and I have to like, oh my gosh. And I have to like make sure that I'm getting these sales and blah, 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 blah. And one of my mentors, she's like, Whitney, your worth is immeasurable. Your worth isn't tied to the money that you're making. It's not tied to the results that you have on the leaderboard and being in the top of sales. Like you cannot have any sales and you will still be fucking worthy. Mm-hmm. So like, and I would just like cry because like my whole life I have held on my worth being like the best. Right?
Yeah.
I got to be the best in sports. I got to be the best in business. I got to be the top salesperson. I got to be all of this. And that's ingrained generationally, like mm-hmm. through my bloodline. It's deep, right? So there's a lot of stuff that I was like, okay, I need to start taking care of myself. And that actually, you know, every day starts with fitness for me. Like I probably spend 2 hours in the morning to taking care of myself first. And then I don't get around to working my, I call office hours until maybe around 11 or 12. So like I'll work around like 5 hours, give or take a day. Mm-hmm. And then I intentionally like have to shut it off because I will just continue to go. And I've done like the grinding and the working to get to this space and it's great. And now I'm like intentionally like creating more spaciousness in my life. Because when you create more of the spaciousness, you're actually able to get more of the creative downloads and lean into more of the creative essence, which will get you to that next level. Mm-hmm. Because I reached a ceiling and I was like, okay, what's going to get me to that next ceiling? And it started to do the somatic work, the energy work, regulating my nervous system, right? And really learning to just communicate more directly, more clearly, and have boundaries. And boundaries feel like peace. Mm-hmm. And just being very clear, going back to the systems, hey, I don't answer my phone at a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. This is the best way to communicate with me. Don't call me all the time. I prefer text or voice memo. We can move things around. Like energetically, calls take too much for me and I reserve them for sales calls. So I truly feel that I am in a place now and that any person can get to this place of creating a brand, and you create a brand that people know, like, and trust. Then it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter what you're selling. Product, offer, service, they want it. And the community aspect, which like literally is like my bleeding heart. Like I want Soul Tribe, you know? And like after Vanessa passed away, it was like a cyclical loop. And I started to again zoom out and just be like, wow, like I've been doing this for so long and I wasn't even aware of it. I was so disassociated from my body. So actually taking care of your body is a big part of your business, regardless of whatever business that you're in. Because your body has that innate wisdom. And then when you're like tapped in and you're core strong and you're like doing new things, I was like, listen, I don't need to impress nobody. I impress myself every fucking day. I'm doing pull-ups. I was like, I don't even know who this girl is, but I love her and I love the woman that I'm becoming. And it's, again, you know, just the pressure of a diamond and seeing all those beautiful facets of your identity and growing, you know. We're capable of so much. So for me, yeah, that's kind of what my day looks like. And really just like spending quality time with my dog, with my fiance, and nurturing deeper relationships.
I think that's ultimately what we all want, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
we do want that. Like, start I also want, noon. I want to talk to like the version of you that was like in fight or flight,
yeah.
kind of super hyper-focused and super vigilant. Like, that's all you saw, but it wasn't that you didn't want these things. You did not want the peace. You did not want to spend time with your family, right? Like, I think it's so mm-hmm. easy to get hard on yourself when you're in that hustle energy and you're like, oh, shit, I've been missing out on so much. Like, I'm not even with myself and I'm not with the people around me. And you start to kind of – once you slow down a bit, you can kind of see that. But just to, like, anyone that's maybe in this, I think realizing that our nervous systems, our trauma, our brain – they're so powerful.
Yes.
Not to get hard on yourself if you're in that, because I think one thing that I think hustle culture has created, or the soft girl era, it's like you have to pick one.
You know, I'm all about duality. I'm like, I'm all things, right?
Yeah, like you have to pick one, but it creates like shame and guilt around like, well, I am a hustler and I love to hustle, but it sounds like you've created this beautiful blend of like, I hustle for 5 hours, I'm soft the other hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there is space to do that. And you've created that.
Well, and also there, you can hustle and be exhausted, or you can do aligned work that lights you up where you don't feel exhausted.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will look at me and be like, you just don't stop. And I'm like, this was supposed to be my slow year, you know, or my like chill year of like, let's create like more space, you know? But like for me, I'm lit up by it, right? So I'm like, okay, like I can continue to go and then take the rest that I need, because you have to learn to pace yourself. And going into big events like this, like going into big events where you're like, I mean, you remember when you first start coming into these spaces and you leave and you're like energetically zapped? You're like, oh my gosh, I need to like take 3 days off. Well, I've learned now to go through this on like how to take care of myself. And how to plan energetically to go into this so I'm not hitting that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like staying, I'm keeping the pulse, right? I'm keeping the energy. I'm keeping the attention, because we're here for a purpose. We're not just here to la, 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 la. And, you know, we're here to actually consume, make great relationships, give, and have this reciprocity energy, right? Mm-hmm. This reciprocity energy. So for me, it was like, I was physically burning myself out because I was doing work that wasn't aligned. And now that I'm aligned, I'm like able to generate more. Mm-hmm. Consciously still creating structure with my schedule so that I can like, you know, detach from it a little bit, because, you know, us entrepreneurs, we always want to be, we want to be in it, you know, and like want to keep growing it because we're so passionate about it.
That's the hard part, because it is true. Like in our business and even in my jewelry business, like I could spend a whole day at the studio, not eat, not drink water, like just so focused. And at the end, you're just like, what had happened, you know? And same when we're working on like our challenge we launched or anything that we're working on, like it feels so good. Or even our community events, like it feels so good when you're in it and you're feeding off the energy and you're like, we could just keep going. But there is a point where you're like, okay, I also need to implement the tools that you're now implementing, which is caring for yourself and like setting those boundaries.
Yes. And romanticizing your life.
I love that. Yeah.
Like put the rose.
This is my thing. I'm all about it.
And I'm like getting more into that where I'm getting the goosebumps right now. I'm just like, put the rose oil on me, baby. Like, let me go and get a facial. And even like my nails, which is this like, I'm like, I feel like super powerful when I have my nails on. They're like wands, you know? And doing the meditations and putting the flowers and the, like every morning, it's like, I want a yummy environment, like in my office, in my home. I want it to look good. I want it to feel good. I'm doing my incense. I'm doing my essential oils, because I'm creating a space, an environment that just feels yummy. And to love on yourself, the self-love is another thing that people really should start leaning into. Because once you really do realize that your worth and your value is immeasurable, you just coming into this space with the energy that you bring. And I feel like the older that I get, like the more intuitive I get, I'm just like, can read people's energy like a book. And I'm like, okay, beer this way, go over here. Or like, you know what I'm saying? You guys know what it's I'm talking true, about, yeah. right? And like, and then people that you're like zapped, like right to.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like, I'm definitely attuning to that the older that I get and the more wisdom that I gain, because I do feel like I've lived so many lives since I was 25 years old. I'm like, I'm going to start a business, not knowing what the heck I was doing. And I always say, like, you jump off the cliff of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And you know that whatever happens, you're going to FITFO. It's an acronym. You're going to figure it the fuck out, right? Yeah. And it's not going to be easy. But when you do hard things, that's when you gain the confidence. People are like, how do you have all this confidence? I'm like, well, let me tell you about all the lives and the trauma and all the things that I've been through and that I've had to overcome. And even last year when we were in the six-figure school, I was like, I'm doing all of the things and I'm in this trust fall. And I'm like, but the results aren't here, but I'm trusting that they're going to come because I trust myself. And when they came, they came. It was like dominoes, like boom, 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 boom. And I was like, they're here. The baddies are here. The soul tribe is here. And I manifested this. I remember sitting at the, you remember, we had a big dinner table last year of like 20 women. You weren't there? No. So I organized the group of women. It was like 20 women. And I was just like, this is what I see. The types of high level women that are going to be collaborating with me that are caught on to this vision, this long-term DeLulu with a plan vision, because I'm a DeLulu, you got to be DeLulu, okay? If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to be DeLulu to a degree, right?
Yeah.
Or a large degree. And it literally all has happened. I put myself in the places. I built the aligned relationships. I remember, shout out my girl Arnice, I like walked into this space and this is the type, I found a business mentor. And this is the type of business mentor I like. On the sign before you come in, it said twerk or no business coaching. So she would make her mentees like come in, she's like twerk. And like, I was like, all right, walked in and I did like a twerk push up. Probably the first to ever be done, okay? I did. I'll have to show you later. Twerk push up, right? I was doing my push ups, doing twerk. And then across the room, my girl, Arnice, was like, oh, I see you, and duplicated it. I was like, that's my girl right there. And we're now.
I love it. I'm laughing because Corinna earlier was saying, like, there is someone for everyone. And that is like the most obscure example of like, there truly is someone for everyone. And she hit, you know, like,
she hit, girl, she slapped. Authentic self. She slapped. And that's what I'm saying. Like, your people are out there. You're never going to say the wrong thing to the right person. Because some people may be triggered by me and my energy and like how I put myself out there. I know that I've been triggered by people that I actually was like, oh shit, I'm just a mirror reflection of them. And like, they actually are standing in something that I deep down really wanted. I deep down really wanted. And I always say, like, taking accountability and ownership. Like, what makes you feel that way? Because I'm professionally unbothered. There's no qualms. I have no qualms with nobody.
Professionally unbothered.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's a part of the nervous system work too. You got to be professionally unbothered in life and business. Like, I don't know. You might remember Daria. She's like, you know the show Daria? She'd be like,
yeah, Daria.
Throwing it back. Okay. Yeah. So she'd be like,
I forgot about that show.
Yeah, she would like something. Very unbothered. Yeah, she was very unbothered. Like, I remember she went, And so now, like, if anything, if I'm like triggered and like my body, I'm like, ugh, like old Whitney would have been like, what'd you say, blah, blah. And now I'm just like, okay, why? Like, and start to witness and like question. And that is emotional intelligence and maturity. Okay. So like, and that has been applicable in business and life, because in business, you're going to get the punches like regardless.
Yeah.
Right. And that's with life too. We're all living the human experience. We're all going to get triggered. But like, I start to like take ownership. Why am I triggered? What is it? And I start to like go deep with that. Right. So, you know, That's what I say, like, fly your free flag, man.
And bringing it back to what you're talking about, romanticizing your life. Like, I love that term because it's like, yeah, I look at where other people are and I think, wow, I would love to be there. I'd love to have that type of experience, or I'd love to be able to travel to that place. And the old me would have been like, fuck that bitch. What the hell? Like, yeah. I want to be there. And now I feel like I look at that and I'm like, okay, what's my version of that? How can I be there? And I try to romanticize, like, what is Samantha's version of that life?
Yes.
Instead of, like, you know, jealous or judgmental or whatever it is, because I wanted – because really, I just wanted to be there. I'm like,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm just like, oh, this is amazing. And every time, even in the jewelry world, like, I hear someone and they're doing so well, or like, I perceive they're further than me, I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's what's possible.
Yes.
Instead of the old me, that would be like, I'm never going to get there. Like, that's
the story, the stories and the narrative. And like, once you have that self-love, once you have that belief, and like, once you kind of built this rhino skin in life and entrepreneurship, where like I survived 100% of my hardest days, and damn, there have been some hard days, right? And once you realize that, you're just like, I know it's there for me. Like, I know it's there for me. And I feel you too, like, on that, right? Where you feel like slighted, or like, ugh, like, why them and like, not me? But like, then you learn, and like, that's actually a part that actually goes against you when you're trying to attain, manifest, you know, achieve the life of your dreams, whatever that like looks like. And, you know, now I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, you're inspiring. Like, that shows me what I can be. I'm not going to ever be like that, but you're showing me what I can be. And actually, that authenticity is duplicatable, because you take that and then you put your own sauce on it, because nobody has your sauce. You know, I give you the recipe, but you're not ever going to have Whitney the Water Queen sauce, dog. We all have our own energy. We all have our own vibe. So, like, I'm going to give you the playbook. I remember one of my mentees, KJ, she was like, Whitney, she's like, I can't be a baddie like you. Like, you're like rolling around like on the floor, dancing, traveling all over the world. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, I got two kids and another one on the way. Like, I'm living a completely different lifestyle. I was like, you're not supposed to be me. You're supposed to be you. So what are your gifts? Who are you? Yeah. And so I had to like dig deep and like really like find out. And so she has been able to duplicate authenticity that I show people, but like, you gotta pull it out of people sometimes, because like, you know, we're in a society where we like to have labels and we like to be boxed in, and our mind is telling us like, we can't do that. And I've done that. I'm like, oh, those girls, that digital marketing, like, I never did reels. I was never on the online space. Private profile, 200 followers, posting pictures of my food and my dog, right? And like, vacation selfies. And no, and then it's just like, you know, a closed mind is the most expensive thing you can own. So you have to be open and you have to be receptive to learning. But a lot of people are like so programmed and like boxed in. But I'm all about shattering. There is no label. There is no box. And that, literally the box of my brick and mortar, like, I had to get out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I love teaching people, like, here's the recipe. Now go put your own sauce on it. Own that shit. Own it. Yeah.
Tap, tap.
I was like, go on with your tie-dye bad stay-at-home mom self, girl. Your tribe of people out there, your sourdough bacon, you know, like, go find your crunchy girls out there on the East Coast. They're out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the portals of the online space. Like, they're portals.
You can find your people so much easier.
Literally.
They're out there, and like, you don't have to, you know, a lot of people are consumers. I would say most people are consumers of social media, and they're not using it as a tool. But zoom out. We were the last humans on planet Earth millions of years to live before the internet. Now there's the internet.
Yeah.
And now there's AI, which is like just as big or bigger than the internet, right? So I like to like tell people, like, zoom out, because this life is short. Like, we have a ticking clock on our life. That's what death has taught me. There's an invisible clock on our life, and we all know it. But until it like happens to somebody close to us, or a family member, or this, or we reminded of that. But I have always like held on to that, and that has always helped me with having a sense of urgency to create what I want in my life. Because we can go and create anything we want. We can go be anything we want. Who's telling you you can't?
Yeah.
So it was like I always had these, you know, it started early on, but it's like progressed in the level of delusion with the plan has just like escalated to a degree that like I'm going to fucking Mars, you know? I can't be stopped.
Delulu.
Delulu.
So I love this.
As I'm just sitting there taking it all
in. I'm taking it all in. Yeah. As we start to wrap up and ask our last final question,
yeah.
Which is our favorite question to ask, because I'm so curious, based on where you're at in your journey now and everything that you just shared, where in your life are you feeling called to be more fully expressed? Is this going to be life, love, or business? Just any area of you're trying to be more of you and be more expressed in that?
Everywhere. I'm checking all the motherfucking boxes, you know? I remember somebody in my profession, and I thought I was putting myself out there, and she's like, I see you, but she's like, but I don't really see you, like, the fullest, like, I want to see you go all out, and I didn't know what that meant, because I was like, but I'm doing the things, I'm doing the talking head videos, and like, I'm doing this, but now I'm like, oh, no, I know what she meant. I started to crack open my heart. I like to say, like, maybe on the outside, I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. Like, I'm like, whoa, she's kind of crazy. Like, she's a little sour on the outside. And she's so sweet on the inside once we bite in. Because, like, I really – because I talk a lot about money. I talk a lot about stuff that triggers. Again, if you triggered, self-reflect on that, okay, boo? And so for me, like, I just want to, like, pull out all of these facets that I've hidden away. And a lot of them tend to be very artistic and creative and feminine, like dancing, like singing, like being like an artist, you know, starting to host retreats, like not putting a cap and being like, you can literally monetize your genius. Anybody can. Go teach somebody how to make that sourdough bread with the raisins in it. You know, it, like you could do whatever you want to do, whatever. It doesn't matter. You want to teach somebody how to do jewelry. You could do that. You can create digital products that sell or find a product offering or serving or whatever, create it of your own. Like it's infinite potential. And even with my relationship and getting married, we'd been together 16 years. We built our whole lives and our businesses together. But now I'm like, wow, like I'm stepping into like this new phase of womanhood. And I want to explore all these facets of me because I held business as like the only thing that I could like identify. But I'm like, no, I have all of these other beautiful gifts, like I'm creating retreats and collaborating with women and doing these things that I'm like, well, you can't make money doing that. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can, bitch. Roll that back. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, take it back, girl. Okay, so I'm just excited to be, like, I literally feel like from 8-7 to 8-14, what's today, 8-15? Mm-hmm. This last week has been insane energetically. I feel like it's been like, bloop, 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 like the quantum leaps that everybody talks about. Like, mm-hmm. I'm in the quantum leaps. Yeah. And the signs have been subtle and they've been soft. And I'm like, wow, I don't have to be like, oh, when I'm there. Bitch, I have arrived. Own it. Know it. Okay? Like, know it. I mean, like, I don't need to be like, oh, like, I have to wait or I'm not ready. I'm ready. So it's like, it's, what do they say? Heavy is the head that wears the crown, but it's like a pressure. It's a privilege to have pressure. And it's a privilege to lead people. And it's a privilege to have a higher calling. Right? And to put that pressure on yourself, but in a healthy way. And also let yourself rest when you need to rest. Because that is a time where you can be recalibrating and really like stepping into that next level, right? So I'm just ready to be fully expressed in all ways. And like for people to be like, what is she gonna do next? Like, who is this chick? You know, can't put a label on, can't put a finger on, and I'm ready to step into all those gifts that I've kind of like let go dormant in this pursuit of success. We don't need to be in a pursuit. We are the essence of it. And it just gets better the more that we realize that and then attune to our right soul tribe and our right people that hear us. Absolutely. Right? So that's what I'm most excited about, to just fully step into the trust, the surrender, the inner knowing, and like really listening to that inner wisdom as a woman, and then stepping into those creative gifts and teaching other women that they can do the same thing too. Like, there is no lid. There is no cap. Maybe you just haven't found the right environment. You know, an orchid can't grow in the North Pole, you know. Get into the environment where the orchid can flow and flourish and really become its most beautiful flower blossoming over and over again. You know, I feel like that's us in life. We don't ever stop growing. So I'm so excited to step into all that. Fully expressed.
Amazing.
I have no words. No words.
Amazing. I love it.
Thank you so much for bringing your energy.
Yes.
Seeing your most expressed self on the show, but then also like the way that you speak, you bring story and history, I mean stories, and then also drop these like wisdom nuggets at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so, so good.
So thank you so much.
And thank you, ladies, and thank you for what you do and creating this space and this platform. It's so needed to link arms, and I truly believe that collaboration is the new wealth transfer. We don't have to look at each other as competition. We need to link arms and support each other, and that's how we grow as businesswomen and also as people in sisterhood too. So I just thank you guys for having this space.
Thank you.
We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in you on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your honest thoughts and takeaways as it really helps us to create content that better serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.